people are doing the same thing today they were doing 50 years ago, 25 years ago. They're interacting, they're working in the same jobs. We read about all of these magnificent, you know, exponential drives and leaps in technology, but other than the internet and your iPods, in fact, the majority of human society as it interacts in the Western developed first world countries is the exact same today that it was 50 years ago. But if you go and look at 50 years before that, then you start to see radical shifts and radical changes. And even though the technology and our movement towards all this is accelerating, the society is actually slowing down. The society in general is still completely wrapped in this reality bubble, unable to understand just how quickly their world is already changed around them. You know, look at genetically modified foods. Look at the true impact of these technologies. And even though we're living the same way, that's the complete break apart. That's the dichotomy in it. Is though we're living basically the same way, these technologies all around us are accelerating. And unless we can come to grips with that, unless we can come to understand the dangers of these technologies and understand just how we are being outflanked in that realm, in that understanding, and the application of those technologies, then you start to understand just how much danger we're in. You know, I mean, what am I talking about? The future of control and the capability for minorities of people to exercise power and dominion over the majority is just out of control. It is just exploding. Directed energy weapons, robotics, cybernetics, the ability to control populations with chemicals and radio waves. I mean, again, that goes to directed energy weapons. These are here now. All right? If you wanted to resist the government, okay, let's say that you share the opinions that I do. All right, the United States is one step away from falling into totalitarian dictatorship. And you're stocking up on food, you're stocking up on guns, and you're like, okay, if we have to do it, you know, I'm going to resist. How are you going to resist when some invisible robot that's 40 stories high with an energy field around it that makes it invisible and impenetrable to modern, you know, projectile weapons, is shooting directed energy weapons out, you know, on a radius of like half a mile. The beam just hits over half a mile, and everybody just falls over in an epileptic seizure. So what are you going to do with your father's hunting rifle or your little M16 that you bought when you're going to be confronted with something like that? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, the idea that we are an armed population, and the idea that the founders put into that the people should be armed and have the ability to resist government, how do you resist that kind of technology? When the disparity between what you have as an individual person to resist tyranny and what the powers that be have to bring against you if they decide to do so. So, and when I get up here and I talk about, oh, Bart, you know, that's science fiction, you're totally off base, it's a fantasy world that you're living in. Well, here's the reality, and I'll start reading this to you. The reports at the highest level of thinking, at the highest level of understanding, and our governments, military, intelligence, security, they themselves are predicting the cyberpunk, Orwellian, Brave New World, 1984 future. That's what they're planning for now. That's what their technology drive is being adapted for now. I mean, I read you on air about a month ago, the Ministry of Defense report that came out of Britain. That where they literally detail that the future is going to be this mass resistance as global corporations and global powers.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Daniel G. Stockin, MPH. The Lilly Center is a health researcher, master's in public health. We're also lining up State Representative from Tennessee, Dr. Hensley, the only practicing doctor in the legislature at this time, who's getting some of the water districts to pull it. I just talked to Mr. Stockin during the break, and I just said, hey, are you aware of the Nuremberg reports about how the Nazis used it to control people in the work camps? And he said, yes, but I like to focus on all the current stuff. The point is, the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, a lot of other publications, this came out. And I've read the UT study again from 33. There's thousands of these studies. China, Ireland, England, the U.S. The head dentist who got it, it was in the government 15 years ago, got it forced on Canadians. The last 5 years, he's gone public. We've interviewed him, saying he didn't know they were that it was the stuff from byproducts of aluminum and also the production of fertilizers with a bunch of other heavy metals and poisons mixed in. Our guest is an expert on that. And at the first of the show, we played a clip from the local Nashville TV station, mainstream, reporting it's a poison. It affects the thyroid, the kidneys. I mean, this is some deadly stuff. Lower sex drive, testosterone, massive IQ reductions, especially when children drink it or ingest it. Why are we talking about this now? We've been talking about it for more than a decade because it's now finally hitting mainstream news. And so, Mr. Stockin, thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's go back to who you are, your research, what you do, And I do want to cover some of the history first and then get into the current mainline medical studies.
Sure, sure. Well, my background is in toxics assessment and hazardous materials management. I'm the former manager of the EPA Western Regional Lead Training Center, and I was a manager of the Environmental Training Center at University of California, San Diego Extension. And so my background is in toxics and hazardous materials. I used to put on the white suit and dive into spills of radioactive materials and biologic agents, that kind of thing. And so I got pulled into this. I bring that sort of perspective to the whole fluoride story, which happened sort of sideways for me when my boss, who's a 70-year-old plus lady, had a skin rash that the doctors couldn't get rid of. And she asked me, she's very intuitive by nature and had just moved to the Nashville area, was it possible that the fluoride she was drinking and showering in, could that be causing the skin condition? And so that's what kind of pulled me into this whole issue. And it began, that was a 3.5 year ago thing, a saga that has increased to where now an awful lot of developments have occurred. And so we're actively working to end water fluoridation, and we're actively directly going after the Centers for Disease Control, some very specific people in CDC by name, who have the authority and ability to be against fluoridation and choose not to. But you're right that there's a long history to this, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it. However you'd like to proceed.
Let's start. I mean, we know that lead, mercury, and fluoride, because of the Industrial Revolution, these were some of the earliest things studied going back 200, 300 years ago. So early on, the elites knew what it did. The Germans knew. The Russians knew. So out of the gates, it was used as a cumulative agent on people. I mean, let's just go back to the history from your perspective as someone trained to track poisons. But, I mean, in your research, where you discovered this idea came from?
Well, there's quite a sordid history, actually, to it. But for me, what was the most fascinating at the beginning was to learn that the American Dental Association actually was in favor, against the idea of adding water fluoride to the water back in the 30s and the 40s. And they actually editorialized against it in their own journal, against this crazy idea of adding a known cumulative poison to the public water supply. And they said, and we have copies of the actual ADA journal, where they said it's going to cause thyroid and bone disorders. So people knew there was enough information back then to know that this was something that you didn't want to put into the water, and they actually editorialized against it. There was an interesting story about in Tennessee, of course, as to how this thing developed, because Oak Ridge being there, which is where the bomb, a lot of the work for the A-bomb was happening, and this, I'm sure you probably are aware of this whole story as to how they needed to be able, because some lawsuits were being filed against the federal government by the farmers around Oak Ridge, they had to make this thing go away. And one of the
That's right, because fluoride was a big byproduct of bomb production.
Uranium enrichment.
Yes.
And they, what would happen?
And it got in the rivers and killed a bunch of people. And so they said, you know what, we'll say it's a nutrient. We'll say it's a wonderful mineral for everybody. Just like the HPV live cancer virus injection vaccine. Merck, the same folks that brought you Vioxx, knew it was a bad drug causing problems in trials, deaths. So they just had the governor say you had to take it. Then federal liability protection kicked in. But side issue, the same tactic.
Well, it's a very interesting thing how it has evolved. And at the beginning, you know, I'm a public health guy, and I just sort of went into this sort of green thinking that my colleagues in public health would be looking at this objectively the way I did, because I don't have a financial dog in this race. I have no dog in this race. I just was looking at it. We looked at, you know, when I've had to analyze chemicals, I always look at the target organs in the body and how your body metabolizes it, and just sort of back away from the chemical. And anyone that does that without any biases at all, the information is so overwhelmingly obvious that we shouldn't be ingesting unknown amounts of this in the water. It's just mind-boggling that it continues. But the process of how it began to grow, utilizing the public health system, meaning you get some very well-meaning people at the beginning who just didn't bother to really look at the tox data, the toxicology information, and they just wanted to help. And so it spread like wildfire all over the place. But there was the whole body studies and what it did to your thyroid and kidneys and things, they just didn't do them. And in 2006, the National Research Council had a 500-page report, you may have heard.
We just lost him. Let's get him back on. Now, you notice that he's saying that they meant well. I think that's because he can't imagine that people would do evil things like this, but he admits that back in the 40s and 50s, the American Dental Association, American Medical Association said it's going to attack the thyroid, it's going to attack the kidneys, it's going to, we have studies in the 30s, it's going to attack IQ. Sir, I was just making a statement. You're saying well-meaning people, maybe at the mid-level.
Yeah.
But you just said the American Medical Association, American Dental Association, others, the studies back in the 20s and 30s knew it attacked thyroid, kidney, mm-hmm. knew that it lowered sex drive, all of that. And so certainly those on high knew, and despite the objections, it was still put into place. And the evidence I have is they knew exactly what it was and wanted to pacify the population.
Well, there's certainly neurologic effects that happen from fluoride ingestion. There's no doubt about it. And as to all the motivations of all the players, there were definitely some people in the early stages that I don't think had the best of intentions. I think the vast majority of the people were just that helped spread it to the extent that it is today were the people that just meant well. But
when the Atomic Energy Agency would take foster children and radiate them to death. They said the end justified the means to find out what a nuke attack would do. But, it shows this Malthusian/eugenicist angle. But go ahead.
Well, today, if you fast forward to today, there are people within the Centers for Disease Control, which is, I call the root of the fluoridation tree. There are people within the CDC that physically will not, they will refuse to answer certain questions about fluoridation because if they put certain things in writing or if they speak certain things under oath, fluoridation would roll up and go away almost overnight. And what we're working to do right now is a number of attorneys are starting to look at this whole issue because you have to put people under oath, essentially, to get them to not be able to dance and to do this wiggle dance that they do to not answer certain questions. So we're working very hard using the kidney angle, for instance, as one thing. But also there are some specific people in CDC that absolutely refuse to show pictures of dental fluorosis, which I'm sure you've seen, to the general populace. And we just think that that's something that needs to be
And that's the yellow teeth. The children even have their teeth coming in all yellow with rot holes in them.
They become yellow, brown, or white stains, and some of them actually have, like, golf divots, like pits in them. And it's very serious because, according to CDC's own data, about 3.4% of African Americans, around 4% of Mexican Americans, and about a little less than 2% of Caucasians have this moderate and severe forms of that. And you're basically told, if you have it, take a hit for the team, suck it up. Just, this is one of the side things that happens.
And the feds will spend millions in L.A., millions in San Antonio, in 10-year programs to force it on the public. It's because they love us and want to take good care of us, right? I mean, because they want our teeth to be good. I mean, I know you just go off the science, but this is a chemical attack, just like the Germans and Russians used it. Let's get into the kidneys because, a lot of evidence and big studies are coming out on that.
Yes, the kidney issue. In 2006, the National Research Council said that kidney patients were a, quote, susceptible subpopulation that's particularly vulnerable to the harm from fluoride. And that was a mind-boggling thing. They actually said that diabetics, and the people listening today, if you're a diabetic or have kidney stones, any sort of kidney disorder at all, dialysis, chronic kidney disease, you name it, I bet most of the folks listening are kind of stunned to know that they weren't told by the National Kidney Foundation or the CDC actively that kidneys are particularly susceptible, and people who have diabetes, often have kidney disorders. So
well, they're filters, and they fill up and calcify, of course, as you know, sir. But for the public, it also calcifies out in key glands.
Yes. I mean, it deposits in your pineal gland, and it's very disturbing what it does to certain things like your thyroid and kidney. And these are glands that, like your thyroid, that control so many functions in your body. But what's disturbing to me is that there are specific people in CDC. We actually presented a formal ethics complaint on August 9th of this last year, and CDC has refused to answer and to certain ones of those issues in the complaint, and they actually decided they wouldn't investigate it with the external ethicist, but they would only look at it with internal people.
Ah, the bioethicist.
Yes, yeah. I can tell you more about that.
Yeah, they're in the news today saying don't give old people health care. Mm-hmm. The eugenicist. We'll be right back with our guest. Masters in Public Health. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic Foot Spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic Cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can fly with field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
I really appreciate our guest, Daniel G. Stockin, Masters in Public Health. And he's part of this local news report in Tennessee. Let's hear this last little bit. See, they want us to be dependent under their control. Take your medicine.
Because you can't stop a bout and you can't make a run. Those winning old boys raised on shotguns.
And he'll be staying with us into the next segment. All right, Mr. Stockin, again, thank you for holding while we listen to Junior. The kidneys, you're just, again, going off the cold, hard scientific facts. Please continue with what it does to the kidneys.
The kidneys concentrate fluoride about 50 to 1 compared to the blood serum. And so what's happened is that the, you know, a lot of kidney stone patients, for instance, you're told to drink a lot of water to dilute the stones, not have kidney stones. So that means if you drink, say, 1.5 gallons of water a day, you just got 6 milligrams of fluoride. Well, the problem is that the very thing that dilutes the stones harms the kidney tissue around the stones. And so the National Kidney Foundation has actually recently withdrawn their position paper on water fluoridation. Most folks don't know that. And they're frantically looking at this issue right now because they're feeling kind of like, wow, they didn't tell people about it. And that's why I'm so concerned, because kidney disease sneaks up on you. And suddenly all of a sudden you have it and you might have severe damage to your kidneys. This is this whole issue about not telling actively that kidney patients and diabetics are particularly susceptible is one of the things why that ethics complaint at CDC was so like a big A-bomb going off at CDC.
Well, they can't, because if they start admitting it's hurting people, they're going to have to remove it out of the water.
Well, your readers might, or, I mean, your listeners, you may want to do a Google search or an online search for Fluoride Gate. This is the new scandal that's happening now. It's got a name. It's Fluoride Gate. And it's about what's happening inside the Centers for Disease Control. And about 2 weeks ago, the Juno newspaper published our piece on Fluoride Gate. And now water agencies and all kinds of people, kidney patients, you name it, are contacting us, and they're getting very, very angry at the Centers for Disease Control for not doing a simple thing like just saying, well, we already know that kidney patients are being harmed by it. And so there's going to be some people who are really, they're named by name in that article. And we want to hold some people actually accountable. It's not just a faceless agency. There are actually names of people in CDC who I believe should lose their jobs over this issue. And so you just do a search under the Juno newspaper, and you can see information on Fluoride Gate. Very interesting story, how it's evolving.
Absolutely. Now, again, I've read the study from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Where they knew it attacked the kidneys, as you said, before they even approved it here in the U.S. Medical Association was saying don't do it.
Right.
So they knew. Why do you think they put it in the water then? Because they love us, or?
Well, I think there were definitely some people that didn't have the best motives. But overall, the vast majority probably just didn't bother looking into the
thing. Useful idiots. They just believe whatever the government told them.
Well, the thing about it's really disturbing. I mean, you're aware that sodium fluoride, which was originally what they were talking about using, was the active ingredient in rat and roach poison in the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
And it's one of the key segments to the molecule of Prozac.
Fluoride is, yes. Fluoride,
and nerve gas. Mm-hmm.
Right. Fluoride, of course, have a lot of very interesting effects on people. But the fact that, you know, sometimes what's so disingenuous to me is we tell people that we actually collect the containers of the rat and roach poison from the early in the antique stores and things, and it says right on there, sodium fluoride. And what they try to do is they actually are trying to say that a very interesting nuance. What they say is they ask a question, is rat and roach poison, does it use fluoride? And is fluoride an active ingredient? Well, no, it's not used today, but it was. And see, by the way they phrase their question in their frequently asked questions, they dismiss that. To me, that's very disingenuous.
Oh, the same thing on the SPP website about the NAU. They play all the same semantic lawyer games with the public. We'll be right back with our guests. It's the same thing with the mercury in the vaccines. They say it's out of the vaccines. It's not. They made small lots available under federal regulations without mercury. You see. And then they can extend the line from there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
I know a lot of you know fluoride, sodium, stannous fluoride, different types they put in the water. It's in the foods, even if you aren't in the area, 70% of the country or more, you keep saying 65% has it. It's in the processed foods. It's in everything. It's really hard to get rid of. It's blowing around in the air. Now they say spills of it aren't a problem. It's nutritious for you. We have a newscast saying mercury now is supposedly good for you. In fact, I bet the toxicologist expert, Masters in Public Health, probably doesn't believe what I just said. John, pull the mercury's nutritious clip, please. This aired nationwide. CBS had all its local affiliates few years ago air this. You've heard it 50-something times here, but our guest hasn't. Now, let's just play that. Here it is. Mercury is good for you.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheila Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
What do you think of them apples, sir?
I tell you what, I mean, there's just, you can twist studies any way you please these days. Anybody that thinks that heavy metals like that can actually help people, I mean, I used to be the manager of the EPA Western Regional Lead Training Center, and I have a particular interest in metals. And this very idea that that you can bring mercury in and it's going to help people is just the most far-fetched thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, a couple years ago, a big Canadian university, we've got the clip, I forget the exact university, I know it's in Montreal, they showed under an electron microscope pig neurons similar to ours, brain cells, and in the report, and it's a lab, it's on YouTube, and they showed how lead, other things, they build up plaques, they kill wherever they precipitate, they kill the cells around it, but that mercury has an electrochemical response and keeps going by burning through, just zapping in the electrochemical response and the receptors, and just it's the gift that keeps on giving. Is that what you found, sir?
Well, yes, mercury is something I used to clean up. I was involved in a lot of spill cleanups, and I can tell you that I did a lot of research myself on this whole mercury issue, especially when they were trying to, in Tennessee, they were trying to come up with a bill to get it out of the vaccines and things. And you know, there's an awful lot of pseudoscience that goes on out there to try to justify the idea of using mercury. This, you're familiar with the whole, that phrase, mad as a hatter, I guess you are, right, that was what they used in the felt-making process
yes.
of hat back on in the years ago. And you know, so we've known for hundreds of years that mercury has these neurologic effects. So the very idea that someone is trying to push this, that flies in, that goes in with that sort of concept that the best defense is a good offense.
Did you know that we have the books, you know, usually at university graduate level, where they have the quotes by top eugenicists saying that they wanted to feed the population mercury to make them basically be retarded?
Well, I've not read that myself, but, you know, anyone that tries to tell me that even small doses of mercury are useful for the human body, I would be highly suspect. That's a very nice way of me saying it, I guess.
So, well, maybe we're crazy. I mean, maybe they should start selling mercury at the stores as a vitamin.
Well, you know, these metals that we have this body burden of metals inside, and, you know, a lot of it is stored in your fatty tissues and your bones. Your bones are kind of like the garbage dump of your body. And when your body doesn't know what to do with something, a lot of times it sticks it in your bones. And this idea that these things don't accumulate and that they don't show up one day, it just makes no sense whatsoever to me. And, you know, that's why on the fluoride side of the house, when they made statements back in the early days that fluoride was in the same category of toxicity as arsenic and lead, what's changed about that since then? Nothing has. But yet now we get it, like you say, on all these different things. Every time you get a loaf of bread or canned corn from the grocery store, very often because it's made with fluoridated water, you get a dose of fluoride.
Isn't the good news, though, sir, that now we're not called kooks? And American Scientist Magazine, Reuters last week, TV newscast coming right out and saying it's poison, admitting our children get many, many times levels per body weight that adults get.
Right.
I mean, the good news is, though, that it shows that the worm is starting to turn.
It definitely is. Did you know that the Department of Agriculture has actually admitted their concern about the quantity of fluoride that Americans are ingesting, so much so that they've now developed software to begin to measure how much fluoride Americans are ingesting? So, I mean, that's a big deal, Department of Agriculture. So the house of cards that is fluoridation is wobbling, and we're really putting a lot of effort focusing on the National Kidney Foundation and the Centers for Disease Control, because these are the organizations that need to act on behalf of their constituents.
We've got a huge activist audience, sir. How do they contact you? How do they go to a website? How do they fight back?
Wonderful. Well, I'll give you my email first. It's stockin2@yahoo.com. That's STOCKIN, then the number 2, stockin2@yahoo.com. And what we're doing right now, what could really help us is if folks will call the National Kidney Foundation and put pressure on them. If you know anyone who has kidney stones, kidney disease, anything, or if you yourself have it, to call them and say, come out against fluoridation. They are in a rock and a hard place. They know they have to do the right thing, and they just need
and
to get
more. And let's be clear, other agencies and the American Medical Association and others have said this is really bad, fluoridated water and other products and other foods, when you already have kidney problems and it's causing it. So give them that specific document again so they can really press them.
The National Research Council report did admit that kidney patients were a vulnerable, susceptible population. And what you do is you dial the 800 number for the Kidney Foundation. It's 800-622-9010. And you ask to speak to their chief medical officer. And you just say, hey, I know somebody, I have kidney disease, I'm on dialysis, or I know someone who is, and tell them you need to come out against fluoridation. When the kidney foundation comes out, the whole thing's going to start collapsing. And the other thing is, at the Centers for Disease Control, there's a lady named Stephanie Bailey. Stephanie Bailey is the chief of public health practice. It's her job to address cross-cutting issues, and she needs to come out against fluoride. And you can send an email to her. People can contact her. It's Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. And she needs to hear from people. She's not asking me to do this, but I think since she works for all of us, as you know, us taxpayers, she needs to hear it. It's Stephanie.Bailey, and it's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie.Bailey at hhs.cdc.gov.
What are some of the best places for fluoride poisoning research?
Fluoridealert.org. Is the site that I think has one of the most comprehensive and best information. It's fluoridealert.org, and they have a lot, just a wealth of information for people who want to learn more.
We're talking to Masters in Public Health, Daniel G. Stockin. Look, to me, the big story here is that their house of cards is starting to collapse.
It is.
I get so many emails and calls every day saying, I thought you were a kook a decade ago. Now I know it's true. I read it in American Scientist, or I read it in Reuters, I saw it here, my doctor told me about it. When the American Medical Association, American Dental Association admits children shouldn't have it. The House of Cards is starting to collapse, and I want to point out, it's not like the Nashville local news channel was New World Order. It's not like these people all believed in the system. It's not like New Scientist or American Scientist or Reuters. The actual writers were New World Order or globalist controlled. They were ignorant. This whole house of cards, not just on fluoride but on everything, stands on people believing the system, stands on people not questioning, and now that trust is gone. That's a good thing. We shouldn't trust these people. And folks are starting to now poke around. And it's not just going to be fluoride. It's going to accelerate through 1,000 different issues.
Yes. Absolutely, Alex. What's happening is that the fluoride thing is uncovering other things that should have been brought to light before. And I can't emphasize enough that fluoride gate, we've had Watergate, we've had Contragate, now we've got fluoride gate. It's got a whole bunch of people looking over their shoulder right now. And there's a whole series, the whole system, meaning the system of nonprofit organizations like the kidney organization and the diabetes organization, the government agencies, state and federal, et cetera, that whole system is predicated on our trust in it. And when this gets exposed, and it is being exposed right now, it's just really starting, the acceleration is occurring.
Let me tell you a story. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, really heavy fluoridation. And I remember as a child, my parents ate pretty healthy. I ate pretty healthy. And I was in athletics. And I remember every morning brushing my teeth, and I'd feel great. And then I'd get a horrible headache after. I'd feel exhausted. And I instinctively started using just a tiny bit of toothpaste, then no toothpaste. My dad is a dentist, oral surgeon. He'd say, and by the way, I've had one cavity, but I have basically perfect teeth. And I stopped using fluoride when I was about 18, just when I started learning about it. And my dad thought I was a kook. Now he knows the truth and admits he was wrong, and they were given propaganda. But, I mean, physically, it wasn't Pavlovian. It wasn't a placebo effect. It wasn't psychosomatic, because I didn't know what fluoride was when I was 10. I just knew I'd get sick every time I brushed my teeth or when I drank tap water.
Well, you can't argue against that kind of a situation when you proved it to yourself. I get calls from people around the country, all over the place, all over North America, who had similar situations where they stopped drinking fluoridated water, and the most amazing changes, or they stopped using toothpaste, fluoridated toothpaste. And we get large numbers. And for me, the one that, kidney dialysis patients, for instance, they're about 4 days away from dying on any given day if they didn't have dialysis again. And I had another friend, a lady I know, die recently who was on dialysis, relatively young lady, and something snapped in me. Because you can't tell me that fluoride helps your kidneys. And
the research is it's the biggest causative factor, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know that it's necessarily the biggest. It's one of the big ones. And the issue is that we're not being told it. And that kidney patients, they don't know when they're eating bread they're getting a dose of fluoride, or Raisin Bran they're getting a dose of fluoride. And, people have kidney stones, and so they're drinking a lot of water per their doctor's suggestion, and they're accumulating 3 to 4 to 5, 6 milligrams per day of fluoride. And about half of it stays in your body, a little bit less than if your kidneys work well. And if the kidneys don't
think
work
about
well,
how this piles up, all the bone fractures, they knew that again in the 20s.
Yes, a lot of the information was known from early manufacturing processes. But now we know the Chinese have figured this out. They have a whole bunch of studies to show that the intellect is affected. They call one part per million, the level that we fluoridate at, they call that high fluoride. And so, I mean, so many countries other than
and they
US,
discovered it because of their industrial process of what it did to the population.
Well, actually, they have some well water over there that has an awful lot of naturally occurring fluoride.
And you end up with 20% of the children being retarded, yeah.
Well, they've
in
got
those
brain
areas,
issues. Huh? They've got brain issues. They've got something called skeletal fluorosis. And, you know, if any of your listeners are seniors and they have joint pain, I don't know if you know that the first early painful stages of something called skeletal fluorosis mimic that of both rheumatoid and osteoarthritis. So if you went to your doctor and your doctor said you got joint pain or stiffness and the doctor said to you, oh, you must have arthritis, if they didn't check your blood or your urine for fluoride, which isn't necessarily completely indicative, but if they didn't even look into it, you may have been misdiagnosed.
Yeah.
Instead of having, you know, arthritis, you might have skeletal fluorosis.
Well, we're talking about grams and grams of this a day building
milligrams,
you know, I mean, building up over time. I mean, and just a massive, massive levels. It's just incredible, and that's why we had you on. I'd like to have you back up for a full hour, part two, with more solutions on this front. But God bless you, Mr. Stockin, for the work you're doing. And we, again, just really want to thank you and others for the awakening that you're causing.
Well, you're sure welcome, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get some medical doctors on. We're going to get a Nobel Prize winner on. We had him on about 7 years ago. We're going to get him back on. And we're going to continue because this is somewhere where we can take control of our lives. Now, there is no doubt the same people that will take foster children, by over 4,000 of them, and radiate them to death are the same ones putting this in your water. They know exactly what it does. The Nazis used it. The Soviets used it. That's mainstream information. That's everywhere. Totally documented. Now, does that, for police officers listening, do you understand who runs things? I know you think the system's good because you're part of it, so it must be good. You're compartmentalized. We know most of you are good. I care about you. Police officers, this is happening to your children. I'm begging you to tell your mothers and fathers. I'm begging you to tell your children. I'm begging you to do whatever you can. Because if we make them take the fluoride out of the water in the big cities and small towns, it'll stop being in our food. Make a market for it. Demand that it say fluoride-free on the bread. Fluoride-free on the juice. I'm begging you, ladies and gentlemen. This is just one way they're hitting us and hitting us hard. Now, this is 100-year chemical attack science. I got stuff from 1905 on it. This is 100-year chemical attack. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, all of them. They went and they funded tens of millions of their own money. Do you think the Rockefellers did it? The funders of Hitler and the top and the Man Eugenicist organization over in Germany, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute? Do you think they spent millions of their own money because they love you and wanted you to have nice teeth? Are you that stupid? These people are cold-blooded control freaks. They have robbed me of much of my intellect. They caused me to be sick every day as a child with a headache after I brushed my teeth. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that 5 minutes after I brushed my teeth, I would feel horrible. And God, I wanted to be a good boy and do what my dad told me. I would brush my teeth so good. I would scrub them. And God, I'd get sick every day. I'd be sick on the school bus. We don't have to live like this anymore. They've robbed us of so much. They've hurt us so bad. They've hurt me. They've hurt you. This is not our government. These are murdering killers. And they've built this technocracy up, and the Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon documents and all of it say that the enemy is the people now. They say they put up the cameras. They develop the tracking grid, the cashless society. They're the ones litigating and financing to push through mercury and everything else in the vaccines. They're the ones that keep the regulations open so they can engage in all this pell-mell genetic engineering with the potatoes and the corn and thousands of different varieties of staple foods, beans, green peas. They put insect, other animal, other plant DNA. It randomly shifts. It gives a new amino acids above the 54 natural. No, this is just one of thousands of things it does. Absolute poison in the body, amino acids that never existed, protein makeup blocks, ring structures, intermediate form proteins, fats that never existed in the development of the planetary skin. That's what the planet is just covered with life. It's a dead rock with a molten center with life living all over the surface of it and in the 75% water that covers it. And they are literally waging systematic war against life. These people, call them what you want, hell spawn, demon seed. I mean, I'm not a science fiction guy. This is not a religious show, but I mean, it's like something out of a horror movie where, you know, there's just this dark force that has inhabited the minds of men that is releasing hell. And this is what reality is. We're all in it together, whether you're a fireman, a school teacher, a cop, an FBI agent. You're under attack with us. You're with us. And we need your help getting this word out. We'll be right back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
To everybody listening out there, you have to discipline yourselves. I still got a hot tea across the street this morning that's made out of fluoridated Austin water. I'm an idiot. I've cut back on my cell phone use, which admittedly, in every major study, is causing massive brain tumors. I've cut back about 95%. That's not enough. I only use it to check messages two or three times a day, or for when I have emergencies, I got to call somebody I'm late, or something like that. start, you know, get a reverse osmosis, get a Big Berkey with the added PEF2 filters. There's only a few systems that do it. You can do a few other things with water, but your standard filter won't do it. Get them distilled, get a distiller. That doesn't even cut it all out, but about 95% reduction, 98% reduction, depending on the system. Same thing with osmosis. The only thing I know out there that cuts it all out is the PEF2 on top of the Berkey. But it's the massive reduction that matters. And then when you go to the store, start calling manufacturers of the food, and that's what they are, manufacturers, the producers of it. It's a manufacturing process. And say, hey, I'm not going to buy your cereal anymore, your bread, unless it says fluoride-free, made from filtered water with the fluoride removed. You have to demand this. This is a lifestyle change. I mean, do you care about your children? They're, you know, I remember 12, 15 years ago, about 15 years ago, I guess longer than that, I guess about 16, 17 years ago, when I quit drinking fluoridated water, I still would use toothpaste. And I moved to Austin when I got out of high school, or my last year in high school, and I'd have to go to Whole Foods, and they'd have like 20 different types of toothpaste. Only one sub-brand of Tom's from Maine would have fluoride-free. Now, most of them say fluoride-free. You can go to the mainline Walgreens or Save-On or whatever, and you can find two or three that are fluoride-free there. A lot of times you go and it's sold out. Don't let your children brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste. It says deadly poison on the back. If they'd swallow more than a pea-sized amount, and then they do every day, they'd absorb it right into the glands of the mouth, right into the taste buds, right into the saliva glands under the tongue. One of the best absorption places in the body. I mean, you can cut that out, you can cut the water out, but go further for your family. Go all the way for your family. And I'm talking about this here today, even though most of our audience knows, bear with us, a lot of the new people don't, and I want to save lives. I want to hurt the New World Order. And I hurt them when I get you to stop using their narcotics. I hurt them when I get you to stop using their prescription psychotropics. We hurt them when I get you to stop drinking and driving so they can't put you in their system. We hurt them when you are straight and strong and win. The best revenge is living well, and I want you to live well. I get off on it. I love it. I love Life Force. I love doing good. I can feel it coming right back to me. I haven't even plugged my films today, and I'm not going to. Just if you want them, they're on InfoWars.com. They're the best out there. Endgame's absolutely essential. You need to get prepared, too. Speaking of food without fluoride, they've got it. With the dollar plunging, gold exploding, all the talk of recession, depression, you need a 10-year food that lasts more than 10 years. Get a year's supply for each member of your family. It's very inexpensive. It's freeze-dried. It stores in very small areas. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Give them a call right now. Stop procrastinating. Take action. First step starts. You will finish that journey of 1,000 miles. eFoodsDirect.com. You see, it's not just common sense in their sick logic. We have their own statements from Monsanto and others, how they said they were in 99 were going to infect the entire food chain and then have the courts they own claim that you'd violated their patents when it took over your crops, even if you hadn't bought their seed. You see, they plan to wreck everything, make everybody sick, and then they've got all the treatments for things. It's like the bovine hormone in the milk making the girls be hypersexual and go into puberty at age 3. Oh, yeah, that's happening now. So then they give them hormone injections to suppress that instead of saying, hey, get off the milk. See how it's all engineered? They create the crises and offer the solution. We are here to wage war on them. We are here throwing our weight against the machine. We will never surrender.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.